I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Islamic State terror group is recruiting child soldiers, some as young as 10 years old. Refugee kids are often left to fend for themselves in places like Lebanon, and that makes them a target for IS fighters. Kids Alive's work with Syrian refugee children in Lebanon is keeping them off the streets, protecting them from the predators.
We were already, even after a few weeks, starting to see some changes in their lives. I heard a great story of one little girl who came up to one of our staff at the end of the day and said, "At last, coming to this school has helped me to feel love."
It's the hope of Christ that brings hope for a future. Will you join them in prayer? Next, imagine fleeing your home and losing everything. And that's what families in the Middle East are experiencing right now. The Islamic State is expanding their control to the east and south, and they're gaining wealth from Islamic charities and resources that have been stolen in Syria. Global Aid Network USA is working to help these refugees. They're spreading the word of God, handing out food, clothing, and medicine. But they don't have enough, and they need your help. To donate, visit our website. And faith comes by hearing just past another milestone in the effort to provide access to the Bible in every translated language. The ministry now has scripture recordings in over 850 languages. Spokesman Bill Lohr says,
"That actually represents about 5.7 billion people who either speak or sign one of those languages."
So what about those who can't read or hear? Well, there's an app for that, too. The Deaf Bible is the most downloaded deaf app in the world. Links to that and the digital Bible platform are at our website. With those, global availability of the Bible is a reality. So 850 languages, a drop in the hat.
Believe it or not, there's about 7,100 known languages, so there's still a lot of work to be done.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to Mission Network News, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.